Good day and welcome to Insight. It's a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX, Brookville, and WJNG Johnsonburg. It's a season for giving, and that's why I have Paula Fritz Eddy on the phone. She's the executive director for the Elk County Community Foundation. If you would like to give and give big, this is where you can do that. Paula's got some ideas for you. Thanks for joining us this morning on Insight, Paula.
Good morning.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Elk County Community Foundation. Can you tell our listeners what it's all about?
Well, it reminded me when you said Brookville that we are expanding out into the other areas. We actually have a new umbrella name that we're just in the process of getting all the legal stuff taken care of. But we hope to serve more than just the Elk County area.
Oh, okay.
But we can talk a little bit about that later. But a community foundation is kind of like a community savings account, and it can be designated to any community. And just like a private foundation, a community foundation will provide needs of an individual. Under an umbrella and have almost all the benefits that a private foundation does for an individual. We have individuals, we have groups, we have families who have a designated fund, and they put money into their fund, and they can determine how it's going to be used to what charity.
Okay.
And or a scholarship. So therefore, if they want a scholarship for a certain community, for a certain type of educational field, they can do that. Or if they would like their church or the Red Cross or the any of the local charities, YMCAs, whatever, to get an annual gift from them, they can do that too. Or they can change that gift annually. The family can designate each year what the gift would go to.
Wow.
So, okay. And it's a permanent endowment. What a lot of people, what we get concerned about a lot of times is that, you know, when you give a gift, a large gift, or when someone leaves something in their estate plans, a very large gift to a organization who's used to getting an annual gift from a family or an individual, that's going to go away, whereas if it's left in an endowment through a community foundation, we'll ensure that they get that gift every single year and it be used for whatever you want to designate it for, if it's a certain program within that church, or if it's not bricks and mortar and it is program, or it is bricks and mortar and it's not programs, you know, whatever. And that's why I love my job, is because if somebody can think of a way to be charitable to an organization or group, we can figure out a way to make it happen.
Wow. Okay, so you see some big things happening as far as benefiting the community, right?
Absolutely. we have a number of donor-advised funds that the donors come in annually and tell us what they want their dollars to go to this year. We do keep it endowed, so we don't spend, you know, we try not to touch the principal. We try to keep within the spending guidelines, so that the principal will always remain here, and the charity will always get a gift. But we do have other funds that they said, you know, 20, 25 years down the road, we want it to be spent out, and we can do that too. It's all up to the donor.
Okay. What is an endowment? You mentioned that. I'm not really clear on.
An endowment would be a gift that's going to last forever.
Oh, okay.
Basically. In the foundation world, they have the magic number of 5 to 6% that if over the years, and this is, you know, tested over the years, and probably not so true of the last, you know, 18 months, but over a 10 to 12 to 15 year period, it would be true that if you spend between 5 and 6% of a fund, it will last forever. The principal will last forever.
Wow, okay.
So if, and then, you know, we have a small fee that we charge each one of our funds. It's a very minimal fee for us to invest it and to manage it and to, if it's a scholarship, we do all of the application process, all the selection process. If you want to be involved in it, you can to some degree. And then after all of that, we have a spending policy of about 4% of the fund will be given each year.
Oh, okay. So what kind of assets can I give?
You can give as little as $5,000 for it to start granting. Though, we work with people who want to start, say, Grandma dies and we really want to have a scholarship in her memory. We don't have $5,000 right now, but you know what? We have $500, and we want to start this fund. And it might take us 3 or 4 years to get it to that $5,000, but once we get it to that $5,000, we'll start granting from it. It's kind of like a startup fund. So we can have as little money to start a fund and let it grow slowly. And, you know, I've had groups who do fundraising events. They'll do chicken barbecues and they'll do, you know, whatever. And some of them, it's on birthdays and holidays. People will give them that gift. In fact, a lady just told me this morning, she says, I want my daughters ask me what I want for Christmas, and I want them to give money to our fund at the foundation in honor of me rather than buying me a gift.
That's a great way to honor somebody through a scholarship or a fund. So you mentioned that you know, groups actually get together and they fundraise to provide the funds. So you don't really have to be an affluent community member, do you?
No.
In order to be a donor?
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. You know, we do have some folks who do have, we had some folks who had a private foundation, a private family foundation, and it was just getting too burdensome with all the 990s and new rules and regulations that the government came out with. They just transferred it to us, and they come in and it's their foundation, their fund within our foundation, and they still can designate where the money goes, just as if it was a private foundation. So we have those folks on that end. Then we have the folks on the other end that have been working very hard to get their fund up to $5,000, which gives about a $200 scholarship every year to a student in their school district. And again, like I said, it can be, they can designate that they want it to go to someone in, you know, a certain community or someone who's going away for certain types of education.
Right. So it's they're still running the fund, but it's you who, the foundation, just helps with
the legal part.
Right. Tax advantages as well, right?
Right. Right. Because we are a 501c3. It's you know, all tax benefits that as if you were giving to any 501c3.
All right. Well, you know, you've got a lot of good information at your website. It's elkcountyfoundation.com. If you're listening and you'd like to log online and check it out while I'm talking to Paula Fritz, Eddie, of the Elk County Community Foundation. You also have another program where you can donate funds through your IRA. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, this is something that right now, as far as I know, this program is possibly going to go away at the end of this year, at the end of 2009. And those people who are 70 and a half years old who must take a distribution from their IRA, if for some reason they don't need that distribution and they don't want it to count towards their income and become taxable income, if they give those funds directly to a nonprofit like ourselves, it will then not become a taxable income for them. And I've had two or three people come in and tell me that, you know, this is how they're going to start, you know, start that little acorn fund to get it started. Is they're going to start with using that distribution from the IRA to get a fund started, and then they'll continue to add to it.
So
they can't. Now, it's not saying that the government's not going to decide to extend this opportunity, but for right now, the last time I've checked all the websites and the Congress would have to pass that this is going to be extended again in the future, whether it will go beyond 2009.
you know, you've got so many possibilities available to our listeners. I didn't realize it was so easy to be a philanthropist.
Honestly, we have 60 funds that if there's something that you're interested in, you can just add a $20 gift to it in honor of your grandmother because she doesn't need any more hand lotion.
Right.
And we will send her off a little card telling her that you did that.
Oh, so any amount, any gifts of all sizes are welcome then.
Exactly. Gifts of all sizes are welcome, and they could be added to any of our fund. We have a general fund called the Fund of the Future, and that is just a general granting fund that we use throughout the communities. We have funded so many things over the years, but a couple this past year is we've given some support to the Guardian Angels for their new clothing purchases. We have provided dollars to the Salvation Army for their feeding program that they have on a monthly basis. We have provided some dollars to help bring the bring a new facility for that will be an autism program, an autism program through Dickinson Mental Health. To bring it up to accessibility.
I was going to say, that's something that we need. For
we need it.
Definitely, yeah.
So bad in this community. Where people can get a diagnosis and get treatments in this area for autism is just not something that we've ever had. And they are working really hard over at Dickinson to make this program go.
If there's more details they'd like to find out about the Elk County Community Foundation and how they can give in a small way or in a big way, where can they reach you and find out more details?
They can call us at 814-834-2125 or check out our website. And there's a link to contact us through our website. And we are, you know, always, our office is not open 9 to 5 type hours. We do we have varied office hours, but please leave your name and number. I usually return calls within 24 hours.
And check out the website online at elkcountyfoundation.com. Thanks a lot for talking to us today, Paula, about the Elk County Foundation and letting us know that, yeah, we can make a big difference in a big or small way.
As you can tell, I love to talk about the organization, and I'm truly committed to it being one of the best things around that nobody knows about.
Well, thanks a lot, Paula, for talking to us today on Insight. That's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call MegaRock at 849-8100, extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart, and thanks for tuning in to Insight.